Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear brothers and sisters, dear friends and listeners, salam. And welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. We hear a lot about patience or sabr. It's mentioned in the Quran dozens of times. But what does it actually look like in daily life? Not just enduring hardship, but the inner state of a person who is truly patient. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his holy family, gives us three clear signs. Three signs a patient person does not do. Let me read his words. The sign of the patient one is in three things. First, that he does not become lazy. Second, that he does not become irritated. And third, that he does not complain to his Lord. Because if he becomes lazy, he has neglected the truth. I repeat, because if he becomes lazy, he has neglected the truth. If he becomes irritated, he has not fulfilled gratitude. And if he complains to his Lord, he has disobeyed him. So patience is not passive, it's active. And it shows itself in the absence of three things. First is like not becoming lazy. When hardship comes, some people give up. They stop trying. They say, what's the point? The patient person does the opposite. They keep going. They do what's required, even when it's hard. Laziness is neglect of the truth that effort matters, that God sees, that the situation might change if you keep moving, that the truth is still there, and you have to reach for it, you have to try, you have to give it your best. And second is not becoming irritated. Irritation here is more like, more than just annoyance. It's a kind of inward, like, grumbling. The impatient person gets snappy, short-tempered, resentful. But the patient person absorbs the difficulty without letting it poison their character. The Prophet says, if you become irritated, you haven't fulfilled gratitude. Because gratitude means recognizing that even in hardship, there is something to be thankful for. And the third is not complaining to the Lord. This is the deepest one. Complaining to others about your situation is one thing. But complaining to God, questioning His wisdom, saying, why me, with a sense of injustice, that is a form of disobedience. The patient person knows that God's plan is not random. They can express their pain to Him as a servant, not as an accuser. But they don't complain, they submit. And psychologists study resilience. People who endure hardship well don't deny pain, but they avoid three traps: helplessness, hostility, and self-pity. The Prophet described the same pattern centuries ago. So inshallah, we'll be among the patient ones. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin
وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.